Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Before we go to our guest, Dan just handed me some of the audience questions, and you can send me at Twitter or at domshow@aol.com. You can reach me. I might work them in tonight. Here's one, Dan, from Brian. Mr. Trump, would your father consider having a town hall meeting in Springfield, Ohio? There's the idea exactly what to do. Or in that Pennsylvania town, we got something on that, or Aurora, Colorado. Do it. The media will go wild, but I would do it. All right. We've been following this story. Grayson Callahan was pushed into a table, says the Inquirer, by an older child. The boy's father says the district is withholding the video. Why? And you remember the Stanley Cup beating. Remember that? And all the strange stuff with that? What are schools doing here? Our guest is the attorney for the dad, for the family, I believe, David Langsam, who is with InjuryLawPartners.com. I believe that's local. David's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, thank you very much for having me. How are you?
Very well. So I don't know, David, if you remember that case. There were a lot of irregularities alongside this case. It's sort of a parallel path. And we still have not sorted it out over there in, Lansdale, North Penn School District. What is the reason that the district is withholding this video? So apparently, I think the dad is arguing it would help medically to see exactly what happened here for doctors and others.
Yeah, so I think, Dom, there are a couple of factors at play, and the one that we have seen here, which isn't uncommon, is that there is a privacy interest and a privacy concern on the part or on behalf of the other children that are in the video. And as is typically the case when we make a request for something that either happened in a school or on a school bus or in a medical facility that may have the identities of other patients in videos or photographs, we oftentimes get this type of response because disclosing that information would negatively impact some of those privacy rights that those other folks may have.
All right. But we have a situation here, I would think, that there must be a mechanism because this kid had a gash on his forehead and, quote, from the dad, teeth hanging flat forward from his gums. He had a different shirt on. Callahan, the dad, later noticed the shirt his son had worn to school was bloodied. So is there a way to, what, mask the identity of the other students in this?
Yeah, so one of the things I try to do in my line of work, Dom, is anticipate what my friends on the other side of the issue are going to say and then plan a couple of steps ahead to try to solve whatever the problem may be. And you did hit the nail on the head. There are mechanisms and tools available to take evidence like this, videos that may have otherwise protectable likenesses in them, and blur them. And this is, quite frankly, not a new or novel issue. This precise question has been in front of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court multiple times within the last couple of years in the context of folks making requests for information under the Right to Know law. And it is not as though it is the way that it was perhaps, I don't know, a decade ago, where taking a video and masking people's faces is a huge months-long exercise. It's not. Software is advanced. AI tools are advanced. And this is a process that really could take minutes. But ultimately, in a situation like the one we have here, it's unlikely to ever be produced without a court ordering its production.
Is the other student, do we know that as a matter of law here, and have they specified he is a special ed student or she is a special ed student, the one that allegedly hit the kindergarten kid hard enough to do this damage?
everything we know at this point is by way of the grapevine. So as I understand it, she, the special needs student, was a fourth grader. And beyond that, it's all just little bits and pieces that we've been able to cobble together.
I'm only a law school dropout, but I'll speculate on this. We get into, David, to these situations where there becomes a trend, and the trend seems to me that school districts and many government, and they're government related, they're going to put people through their paces. In other words, you know, what skin is it off their nose if you have to go through freedom of information lawsuits, get someone like you to be running all this down? If they win in the end, then they'll do it. And I'm not sure what they're protecting. What is the argument? We both just said, yes, with modern technology and rulings have said this, they can blur anything they want. Isn't that obvious? I mean, how long does it take a court to then say, yeah, they got to do it?
Yeah, so it's a philosophical question, Dom, in a lot of respects.
Yes.
Why make people go through the process? But I do respect the civil litigation process, and I did finish law school at Villanova. So shout out to the Wildcats. But I do appreciate the fact that everybody does have a client whose interests they need to serve. But in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, notwithstanding sovereign immunity issues, even if you're able to make a recovery, you're limited in what it is that you're able to come up with. So you're right that from the defense side of things, there's not really a lot of motivation to want to cooperate. But the process to get a judge to order the production of this material is one that could, quite frankly, take some time. And it costs folks money. It is an investment in emotional energy. And like we talked about right out of the gate, while there certainly are medical reasons why doctors would be interested in seeing this to understand exactly what it is that happened, how significant was the impact, it also gets back to what I think is a real fundamental issue of fairness. As a parent in my own right of a 7, 5, and 3-year-old, if I got a phone call that something like this had happened to one of my kids, I would want to see it. I would want to know what happened. And if nothing else, because I am the parent of the injured child, I would feel as though I am entitled to get access to it.
Yeah. Does the special ed give any, David, any wrinkle of anything here that there's an added protection? Apparently, the special ed student had someone that was an aide to be with them and stepped aside for a moment?
Yeah, and that's an important part of the story because in so many respects, Dom, the special needs community that are part of our schools do get and should have the benefit of these added resources. And in this case, the intermediate unit providing that resource, either by way of its own W-2 employees or through hired contractors, owed something to that portion of the student body. And in this case, while we don't know exactly what it is that happened, because, again, we haven't seen the video, it seems as though there were multiple students that were failed here.
Ah, okay. I got you. Well, that's what I think is sometimes a wrinkle in this. I don't know if you saw that Stanley, the kid bash with it, and there were a lot of wrinkles like that as far as why direct action was not taken. So, well, David, thank you for coming on. Keep us in the loop on this. And I might add, the Inquirer says, too, the dad has taken the child out of school. There's a cyber issue. So this is a serious thing. And again, I'm a dad, you're a dad, he's a dad. Absolutely right. I would say, yeah. Even back in the prehistoric days where they had to go to great work to do this, I think a school district should be forced to comply immediately with this, that the father see what happened here. We're not living back in days where there's not video of things. This could be done with AI and everything else, probably in a half hour, I would think, or less. It should not be a federal case in this manner. So please, David, keep us in the loop on this.
Yeah, absolutely will do. I appreciate you having me on and look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks, David. David Langsam here from Injury Law Partners. The dad is, just think about this as a dad. What makes these school districts do this? Sometimes there are ulterior motives, we thought, in the situation in the other school district. Remember that with the bashing? It was a transgender issue. Is that the case in Bristol? Or they just say, no, we're going to hide behind the law. We're just not going to comply with this. We're not going to do that. You're going to have to force us to do it. Think about it. Kid's got a different shirt on. Hey, what the hell happened here? Gum's hanging out. No, we're not going to show you the video. Why do you need to see the video? Come on. Let's just get this kid help and that's enough. All right, we'll stay on this. It's just another one of these maddening things that are happening. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Coming up, we'll get to your call. Well, let me go to Joe in Columbus on the side question today. A change that happened that you think is awful. Campbell's Soup, if you're just joining us, right in our area, over in Camden, has so many other products, they're saying they're taking soups or Campbell's Soup out of the title. What? Well, you know, it's not fair to Prego they have and the Snyder pretzels and the VA drink. And we're heading into soup season. It's going to be interesting. 155-year tradition.
Pepperidge Farms.
Pepperidge Farms. Somebody comes in and says, no, no, no. It's always something that people like that's there's nothing wrong with it. And somebody comes in. It's not as bad as Bud Light and the stuff that happened there. But when you mess with something, just think of the boardroom, Dan, of the new Coke. Guy comes in, we're going to call it New Coke. We're changing stuff here. Yeah, Coke, yeah. What the heck?
Why? How many years were they the top brand?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they're the top brand in the world, the most identifiable. I've heard that over the years, that Coke, because of the bottle, too. You know, the bottle is so distinctive that Coke is the thing associated with America. Big time. I don't know what else around the world, when you think of it, you think America. But Coke is that identifiable. You don't fool around with it. Yeah, but we're going to get this little sliver over here who doesn't like that Coke. Oh, really? That's what you're going to do. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what do you have?
Hey, Don. Well, Don, the mentality is let's tweak this thing till it breaks. And then you're sorry. You feel sorry for yourself. Don, before I get to my side question, I want to talk about the debate for one second.
Sure.
If that's all right with you?
Yeah.
There was a point early that night where I just said to myself, and I was just laying pronate in bed, like relaxing, and I said, I'll be darned. She's doing to Trump what Tulsi Gabbard did to her. And that came early, where she was ostracizing and chiding. And I would really like Don Jr. tonight to answer the question. Pride or ego, do you think your dad underestimated the process that was not the opponent, but the process that was coming at him? You don't overestimate Harris, but the process and the strategy that came at him, I'm wondering if he underestimated it.
Okay. Yeah, definitely, Joe. I have it on the list here. And again, O'Reilly laid it out pretty well. Rather than having Laura Loamer with you, you have a guy like O'Reilly. He made two good points. In real time, give commentary on what Muir and the other are doing. People don't like these people necessarily that like Trump or might vote for Trump. You're able to do that as long as you don't start screaming at them. You could do that pretty easily, and you win on that. The other thing is point out the fact checks. Actually say the word fact check. The Charlottesville thing is the easiest in the world. I don't know if Trump by that point, did he get influenced by the rally size and all? If he did, he's got to suck it up on that. I mean, that's so blatant. You got to win here. This guy's a master. He's gotten to where he is. Do not go after stuff like the size of your rally.
And, Dom, if you're going to look, instead of looking into the camera, you're going to look at the moderators, like you got to account to them. You ask them, are you going to fact check this woman or this person here?
Yeah.
You know, but I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, exactly.
My side question is this new NFL kickoff. They're tweaking it again, and I just don't like it.
Well, we know why they're tweaking it. Let's face it, Joe. Now, I made my peace with this. I don't know about you. I'll tell you how I made my peace. The injury level is catastrophic when people get into their 40s, CTE and all this other stuff. So they made their peace with the idea, let them kick the ball out of the end zone or in the end zone every time. Don't have kickoffs, but you have to have kickoffs to have football. So now they're trying this new rule, which apparently kickers are having a lot of trouble with placing the ball in there. It looks weird. Right. It is weird. And the reason is the game at the size and speed of these players is going to result in a lot of injuries, particularly brain-related. So they're trying to curtail it.
Well, Tom, you know how I would try and buck the system? If I'm a kicker and all I got to do is kick all day long to practice, I'd learn how to get that ball up in the air higher than usual, let it land at about the 3-yard line.
All right. I think it's a little bit more difficult, but that's a good one, the NFL kickoff. Henry, which part do you differ with?
I don't even think it's about player safety at this point. It's because no one's returning kicks anymore.
Well, that's
long
why
gone
changing
are the days
it, right.
of
yeah.
Josh Cribbs, Devin yeah. Hester. There's right. no one in the NFL anymore. It's like that's a return specialist.
But the reason they made it impossible to return kicks was player safety.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the reason, but like I like these new kickoff rules. I think they're good for the game. Because I think it's going to force these kickers to actually not just kick it out of the back of the end zone every time. You don't think Brandon Aubrey of the Cowboys could do that every time, or Jake Elliott? Of course they could. But now they actually have to place the kicks somewhere between.
So your argument is by week 12 to 15, they'll be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you already had one return kick this year for a touchdown. I bet Britton Covey does it this weekend, Monday night.
Put that on your FanDuel.
Change
my FanDuel right there, Britton Covey. I'm putting that one in the next read. Okay. 855-839-1210. That's a good one. Some change that was made, that's ridiculous. All this stuff with Don Jr., I took down what Joe just said. It's going to be fabulous tonight. I mean, it's almost breaking by the second, the stuff that Don Jr., he's just back from Ohio. I think he's flying in this afternoon from Ohio. In the Senate race, but we played you Jimmy Kimmel with the drag queen for Kimberly Guilfoyle. It just doesn't get more intense. And I don't know if he's going to endorse the second debate or not. He's a fighter. I think he will. There's no way Trump should not do another debate. I think you just want to pretend what happened the other night is all right. It's not the end of the world. I have stacks of evidence here, but I think you're a fraud host if you're ignoring that this was just a draw or a good night for Trump. It's doable to take out the media and Harris at the same time with this stuff. I don't think she really wants to do another debate. I think Christie's right. She's just going to try to coast. It's Warren Harding. No interview. Now she's going to do the National Black Journalist. Oh, my God. Is there any hope that anybody will ask her anything other than a layup? And think of the way they confronted Trump. Right out of the box. Not even good afternoon, Mr. Former President, whatever they wanted to call him. Right out of the box it started. That's where she's going to be doing interviews. And Dan, she's going to do local media. Now, there might be a slip up there. Usually local media is thrilled to have someone like Kamala Harris. Like Channel 6 would be the local here, I guess, maybe. But sometimes somebody goes off script and then there's a moment, but it's only a quick moment to see what they can do.
Yeah.
So that's what her strategy is going to be. If you don't get her into another debate, okay, you're saying things are so strong here. We're going to overcome this. We're going to win anyhow.
So do you think, though, there's a fear of similar to before, doing phone interviews with locals, that they're going to essentially force them to ask certain questions? And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So can I say there's somebody that's going to go off the reservation here, so to speak? Odds are pretty high, to your point, they won't. That in the National Black Journalist. Can you imagine one of these black journalists, I think it's on Wednesday, actually asking her a question about her policies that put her on the spot, that's aggressive, somewhat aggressive on it. I don't see it happening. This is what she's going to do. She's been getting away with it. The media in the tank. They don't care. They don't want to be the ones to interview her and actually get to the bottom of this stuff. They'd be afraid of the comeback here, it wouldn't be good. 855-839-1210. You get a line. You get him right now. Hit us on the side question, too, with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Come into your calls. That's a good one, the kickoff rule on board. I mentioned New York Post did a great job today breaking down some of the areas. In fact, you think you would at least pretend David Muir and Lindsay Davis of the fact check. When Kamala Harris claimed, and this is an easy one, as of today, there's not one member of the United States military who's on active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world the first time this century. Fact check. Our troops in the Middle East are absolutely in a combat zone under attack from Iran and its surrogates. And the Biden-Harris administration has allowed this to grow more aggressive in its use of proxies. In January, three U.S. soldiers in Jordan killed by a drone attack from an Iran-aligned group. And dozens of others have been wounded in similar strikes. Are these people dopes? They don't know that. They're unsure about that tonight. Now, the New York Post says, even Project 2025, all right? When she kept on talking about that, they could have said, well, President Trump, former President Trump, has repeatedly said he's not involved in its writing, does not believe in its policies, and won't implement it. They could at least have said that for the record. I mean, the thing that the Trump administration, I think, some of them behind the scenes wanted out of the Project 2025 was to have people that they put in various offices that are not going to be the deep state slowing everything up and doing things that are going to try to prevent a Trump agenda. But how about, here's another example, a simple one. Now, they may not have known this. They could have said, well, that's questionable, VP. She said the same individual took out a full-page ad in the New York Times calling for the execution of five young black and Latino boys who were innocent. I have a lot of doubts about that. The Central Park Five. She said he took out a full-page ad calling for their execution. Fact check, Trump's 1989 advertisement did not call for the execution of the Central Park Five. He talked about a woman raped in the park, but did not mention names of suspects, etc. Of course, the Charlottesville one is exactly the case. Even the stuff on fracking, they had to assuage Joe Manchin. That's why they put in or allowed some degree of fracking and licensing. And the last one. There's a thing called the Marshall Project. David Muir and the others, of course, telling us that crime is way down. I guess when you have guards and chauffeur-driven limousines, it might be. And that the FBI statistics are accurate. The Marshall Project, which focuses on law enforcement reporting, found that 6,000 law enforcement agencies were missing from the FBI's 2023 analysis. That means a quarter of the U.S. population wasn't represented in the federal crime data last year. Moreover, whatever small reductions that happen in cities such as Chicago is barely a dent in how much it has skyrocketed over the last 3.5 years. But boy, they're on top of that. You know what else they're on top of? They're on top of the idea they couldn't wait to pounce on the animals in Springfield, Ohio. The media now is a buzz. CNN, I was supposed to be on last night, so maybe I'm mad, Dan. I got bumped for the mayor of Springfield. This guy's under a petition drive. There's a massive petition drive to take out the whole town council and the mayor in Springfield, Ohio. Why? Because the people there believe that they were the ones that touted the city to bring in 20,000 Haitian refugees. That's why. Charlottesville was such a crying one. But O'Reilly is right. I'm right. Trump should have taken advantage of that. Why did he not at that point? I mean, isn't this exactly where you should go? We all know it's an ambush. We know that going in. What's your other choice? Not do the debates? Let her continue to coast? Not have any chance to confront? Now, I think you're going to see an all-out battle. What channel is that one on, Dan? with Vance. Is Vance with the CBS thing, or is it some other? I'd like
CNBC,
to know who the principal.
Verifying it real quick.
Yeah. I know that Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan are doing one. I think that's a presidential one, if there is one on CBS. And Harris is not going to do Fox News. I mean, this is the world that we live in. So do you let her skate and continue toward the finish line? You're willing to roll the dice on it. She's not going to get away with it. Trump is not going to miss the opportunity in the same way he did here in the next debate.
CBS Evening News,
right.
Nora O'Donnell, Face Nations, Margaret Brennan, October 1st.
Oh, so they are doing the Vance one.
Yeah.
All right, here's the prediction. J.D. Vance better be lathered up for this. This Nora O'Donnell, on the way out, horrible at CBS News, is going to go all out on this. She'll throw anything at any point. I'm going to play you coming up, and we'll take more calls, what J.D. Vance did with Caitlin Collins, who is as biased as anybody out there. Talking about the pet thing that Trump talked about and the way he brought it around to say exactly the right point. That's all the media is interested in. They're not interested in what is happening in America. O'Reilly also said, I'll answer that question, but I would just like to take a moment tonight and then have one or two of these families and some detail. Riley in Georgia, the place where these innocent women usually have been raped, killed by people that are here illegally, and then turn to Harris and say, I'd hope you join me in this. It's not hard to do this. I realize it's a lot of pressure. I realize you have this media bias. You got to speak directly to it. Take David Muir on. Well, I'm not here to debate you, Mr. President. Say, of course you are. That's exactly what's happening here. And let's get away from her saying how boring your rallies are and stuff like that. I know it's got to be infuriating. Let it go on this. You're better than this. You've gotten to where you are. Discipline, ignore that. Go right at her in this and go right at the media. Make them a target rather than just an ambush. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing in the world. Listen to guys like O'Reilly that you talk with every other day. Don't listen to Laura Loomer. Can we get that out there? All right, we got Don Trump Jr. tonight. I'm loving the questions that people have submitted. You can give me one. I may ask it tonight. I have about 30 already. And at the rate that I talk and he talks for an hour and 15 minutes, and we may only get to 20, but we'll do our best. Tickets at 1210WPHT.com. And don't forget, you get the Letters to Trump book, which is a $100 value. Coming up, Joe of Exton will be there tonight. We'll give you a preview, and we'll see what he's got on that change on the side question today. Get in at 855-839-1210. Hey, how are your cholesterol levels? Managing healthy cholesterol is key to a strong heart and overall wellness. For over 38 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. Call them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember to use the code DROP. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Cholesterol products. Double up your cholesterol support today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at res-q.com. All right, Dom Giordano show. Now, you know, we are sensitive, and rightfully so, to anything involving schools and what we've seen in Georgia recently. So apparently, there was some incident here in the Wissahickon School District. Dan, what can you tell us about
it? Yeah, so we got a call from a listener who told us that Wissahickon was released early based on a security threat. We were able to verify that through the Wissahickon School District website, thanks to the help of a great Steve Keeley, great reporter here in Philadelphia. And now on NBC 10, they're reporting students at Montgomery County High School, Wissahickon, are being dismissed early after a bullet was found. A law enforcement source confirmed to NBC 10. The source told NBC 10 a bullet was found at Wissahickon in high school. A school official then told NBC 10 that all students will be dismissed early on Thursday as police investigate the security situation. Staff members at the school are staying for a faculty meeting, according to the official. The official also said that all students and staff are indeed safe.
Okay, and I would just hope now we get information. So it's a bullet, okay? Wait and see what do police say about it, so that people know what their best analysis is of how that got into the school. That's where we are at this point. We'll let you know if we hear more. By the way, on this issue of guns and violence, you know, I'll tell you, the sadness of seeing Sherelle Parker and the police commissioner, Bethel, they were very emotional because police officer Jamie Roman died. I think this was, he's a father of two, six-year veteran, the 25th, which is a very, quote, busy school district. He was shot in the line of duty nearly 12 weeks earlier. The situation, I've talked to cops behind the scene, was that they had this problem with somebody with no license, no registration, no nothing, with the vehicle. They're working on that. They're talking to the guy. They find, apparently, a holster somewhere in the vehicle. The guy then runs away. The family's there, in my view, reading their account, causing trouble. You know, under an abundance of caution, due to all the things that the media will run with and blame cops for, they act in that manner. The guy apparently is running, but turns and gets off a shot that hits Officer Roman, who then 12 weeks later, this happened 12 weeks ago, he was in deteriorating health and only hours left to live. He passed away yesterday. And Kevin Bethel was very emotional about it. Now, here's the point. Larry Krasner's office and all the rest. So what do we need? What chance does this officer have, he and his family, at getting justice, which would be clearly the death penalty in this case? And I would tell you the answer is zero. And the reason is the Fitzgeralds are more high-powered, more public, the dad particularly, and the mom. We've seen the widow a lot. It was caught on video. It happened at Temple. And yet still Larry Krasner would not meet with them, give them any reasons why not the death penalty. He had somebody just read a statement to them, told him, get the hell out of here. I'm not doing the death penalty, no matter what you have. What chance does this family have without that horsepower that they have? Here we go again. And the answer is Philadelphia is against this. They don't care if you kill 100 cops right there on the street. Josh Shapiro isn't leading the charge in this. They're just not going to do it. Based on what? They don't want to debate. They lie about it when they're running for office, as he did the first time around. And then he says, I couldn't look his son in the eye. Look your son in the eye. Stop it already, buddy. We still have the death penalty on the books, and rightfully so. I believe, maybe I'm wrong, that Pennsylvania on paper is a death penalty state. And I'll say this again, though. Maybe it's not. Maybe people just buy into their head. What good does that do? Just think about it. These are two in a row. The Fitzgerald family, you know the story there. This is on tape, too. The evidence is overwhelming. There is no doubt. He took people hostage. He's fleeing other crimes. I think this is the guy, too, that had a carjacking at the point of a gun in another country. I forget which country in Central America now, and still came into the country. And here this officer dies. He leaves behind a family, two, six-year veteran. Both Sherelle Parker and Kevin Bethel were very, very moving in talking about him. But it comes back to Krasner. I would just rather people be honest and say, we're never going to do the death penalty. We're just not going to do it. You're not better than me. You think you have the moral high ground. I'm just not going to fight you on the deterrent effect. I have the moral high ground. You don't. I'm never going to change on that. I don't care how many archbishops, cardinals, and flunky popes. I don't care what they say. Excommunicado, do it. You're the ones that are immoral. It's amazing to me. And yet we play this game. Everybody cries. We go down this path again. Here's another cop that's dead at the hands of an alleged maniac and a family that shows up that they shouldn't have let them be there, but they're afraid. What are they afraid of? Oh, man, this will be on tape. We better watch it here. It was a classic case of a guy that I believe that should have been dealt with differently in the initial situation here. And you see what the result is. Sport cop, the guy gets off a one in a million shot running and just hits him, I believe it was in the neck. He's dead. The family's devastated. And we continue on. And Krasner continues on. We'll see. We'll see if Sherelle Parker and others are actually going to tell the public, you need to get rid of Larry Krasner. He will not do the death penalty. It doesn't matter who you kill, what you do, what the circumstances are. That's the way it is. They can have that. I'm going to fight him every single day, but they're never going to tell me I'm bloodthirsty and they're the moral crowd. No, they're not. They're not at all. They're just progressives that in the end are going to go with the criminal. What do you need to get the death penalty in Philadelphia? It's a rhetorical question because you're not going to get it no matter what. Well, Dom, what good would it be? They'd be on death row. Stop it already. I'm tired of it. Another case, and again, as I said, the Fitzgerald family has a lot more publicity, horsepower, if you will. When you hear the widow, and was at Temple, it was in the middle of all this. Who speaks for them? After all the tears and all the rest of it, who's with them to get justice? And justice is one thing, the death penalty here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. We haven't had a Dan time. We got a lot of calls. Well, let me go to Joe and Exton here first, Dan, then I'll go to Dan time. Hey, Joe, it's going to be great to see you tonight at the big event. You're on the marquee.
Yeah, hello, Dom, and good afternoon to you and your studio colleagues, Spanky and the Little Rascals.
Jeez, Joe, he's throwing shots.
So, Joe, Ascot tonight, beret, how will I know it's Joe of Exton?
No, I'm not getting formally dressed. I'll be casually dressed.
Undercover.
Undercover.
Yeah.
So, for the side question, the appliance that we call television is now known by merely two letters, TV.
You don't like that change, Joe. It's too informal.
You want us all to say television every single time, huh, Joe?
No, because it's accepted by the majority of the population, it has acquired a positive value.
I'm with you, Joe. Right. There's another word happening right now. It's Riz that kids say, and they have no idea that it actually means charisma. And they're shortening to Riz, and it's becoming a term. It's the new TV, Joe. I'm with you. I'm on.
All right,
with you on
Joe,
that
we will see you tonight. Joe of Exon there tonight. Man, this is an extravaganza. Who else might pop in? And again, I haven't had a chance to look during the break. So send me a question for Don Jr. I'm looking, Dan, at what we've gotten so far. And these are
if you want to
tremendous.
Do that next segment, instead of Dan time. What I had was a story out in the UK. A magazine went and talked to a bunch of liberal women who date hyper-progressive men and the horror stories of dating progressive men. But we can hit that some other time because I think this is more pertinent that you got a great event tonight with Don Trump Jr., Politics and Pine Stump.
All right. So, you know what didn't come up during the debate? Harry wants to know to ask Don Jr. tonight. No tax on tips. I don't know that it did. And China, the word China, David Muir didn't want to utter it. 855-839-1210. Let me tell you about Martin Water. It's so important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water, the Kinetico system. They remove all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap? Crystal clear, all natural water. Not only the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They'll come out to your home. They test your water. Dwayne is our guy that's come out. Amazing. They are so proud to show you the difference. They'll recommend solutions, and these will make sense for you in every way. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. Click on martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. Martinwater.com or 800-887-7555. 855.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
With Dom.
All right, Dom Giordano, show boy, a lot of breaking news. Dan at the breaking news desk. Dan, what do we have?
Yeah, this comes from Harry Hurley, Atlantic City. A lot breaking down there, Dom. The principal of Atlantic City High School, Atlantic County, New Jersey's prosecutor's office has just confirmed that Atlantic City High School principal Constance Days Chapman has been indicted by an Atlantic County grand jury on a variety of criminal charges. She's facing serious criminal counts, 5 counts of second-degree official misconduct, 1 count of second-degree pattern of official misconduct, 1 count of second-degree endangering the welfare of a child, 1 count of third-degree hindering apprehension of another. This story, while significant, is not something we normally report on here. The thing is, though, Dom, the cover-up, so what happened here is the principal allegedly heard from a child who was being abused and went out of her way to not report it to, you know, the state protective services. It turns out that the child, she was not reporting to state protective services, instead trying to handle it herself. This systematic abuse is allegedly the daughter of Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small.
Yes, that's why it's big. Thanks to Steve Keeley. Harry Hurley, the voice of the Jersey Shore, will be with us on it. And the takeaway from this, and again, alleged, but they brought charges. This is what happens when you have these one-horse towns. AC, well, we had that one Republican who was a breath of fresh air a few years back. I would say Atlantic City is as corrupt as Philadelphia, even though it's a lot smaller because of all that casino money and development money and all the stuff that goes into it. And you just have this stranglehold. But any principal, any teacher today knows that a cardinal rule, if there's abuse, even a hint of it here, by the mayor or anyone else, and you don't move on that instantly, that is big time trouble. So that's why this is very serious. Harry Hurley, too, is someone who worked for President Trump when Trump was in casinos. Harry was one of his right hand men at various casinos. We'll ask him about the debate. So far, everybody that I brought on, except for listeners, say, no, don't do a second debate. I don't know what more evidence that you need. I think Trump has learned from this. And again, it's not even about reciting policy. It's about pushing back against the ambush people, the media there, is the thing to do. Also, I noticed Trump had great parts of his answers for about 30 seconds or so. He doesn't feel that he has to fill up 2 minutes on every one of these a little bit. Take that pressure off. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. Dom's Money Melody 2. We got a great prize today. That'll be happening around 2:13. Phone lines, though, on the side question and everything else, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.